The weekend's over, it's Monday, and it's time for the Back in Time Brothers on URL Radio.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. There's not anything that's getting us down. It's Monday, and it's fun day, and it's time for the Back in Time Brothers right here on URL Radio. I am DJ Paul, and of course, my brother Lou is with me, and bro, what the hell were you thinking?
Oh, yeah, that's the way we do it. That's the way we do it.
With rainy days and Mondays? We don't do that.
So I wanted to set the stage because it's the beginning of April. And what happens in April? April showers, right?
April fools.
And that too.
Oh, okay.
So there we go. There's our theme, rain.
Ah, I see what you did there.
You like that?
Nice segue. Yeah,
I'd
be worried.
I thought that would make you kind of get concerned there. But
I was.
You put a stop to it.
That's why we had to cut that real quick. Karen Carpenter was just bringing me down is what she was doing. That's holy right. Crap.
Well, we don't want that to happen. Even though this is going to be about rain, we're going to try to find some songs that will, it's rain, so it can be a little bit depressing, but there's some good songs on this list. So.
I love the rain.
All right.
I enjoy it.
Very nice.
You ever at night sometimes I just play like rain sounds?
Oh, yes. I do that as well. Great. Yes.
Just a light thunder in the background. See? I don't know if that was going to make you sleep, but all right, whatever.
Well, we don't want you to be falling asleep on this show.
No, definitely. Tonight you can do that, but not now.
Exactly. So there we go. That's the theme. And here we go. Day after Easter. How was your Easter?
I was just going to say, how was your Easter? You beat me to it.
Yes.
It was very uneventful.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. I know. Just me and my wife, we had no company.
I never have company. I'm a loser. I did nothing whatsoever.
Yes.
And that's okay. I'm okay with that.
That's right.
I am A-okay. I hope everyone had a good Easter. That's a good thing. We had some snow here this past week.
Oh, yeah,
little mini storm hit us. It wasn't as bad as it was supposed to be. It's spring, so it's North Dakota snow. That makes sense.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Could have done songs about snow and blizzards, I guess.
No, it's okay. They just played the Blizzard of Oz.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
All right, brother.
So let's cover this real quick. We're going to go, of course, I've got 14 songs about rain.
Okay.
And we got our normal segments. I got movies with rain in the title.
Wow.
See if there's any of those ring a bell. And I got some other things in there, of course, bad dates as well. So, normal show for the most part, with a rain theme. So you ready to go?
I'm always ready. Let's do this. Busted.
Well, this is going to be a Stupid Criminals that has a little Easter kind of bunny theme, that kind of thing.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Yeah.
First one, Phoenix, Arizona, where a mom was ready to go to church on Easter Sunday when she went up to her 17-year-old son's room to tell him it was time to leave. Guess what?
What?
He was in bed.
Oh.
Of course. Fast asleep. Now, we can fully understand her frustration in dealing with a lazy teenager. You've probably had that happen before.
Oh, yes.
But this qualifies as definitely going over the line. She grabbed a taser and sparked it on the kid's leg.
There you
Ouch.
Go.
That got him up.
I don't know. I put him right back down. Are you kidding me?
Up, down, and called the cops.
Oh.
Yes. And even though the teenager declined to file charges, the police did notice the evidence of the bumps on his leg where the laser made contact, or a taser. And she was
busted.
Charged with a count of child abuse.
Wow, with a lightsaber.
Now, last week we did not cover anything in Florida, so I thought we better go to Vero Beach, Florida this week.
Oh, okay.
Where Charles Hampton worked for the local Trinity Episcopal Church, and they were even nice enough to give him a place to stay while he was down on his luck. Well, it's a church, right? I mean, they always do things like that.
They try to, yeah.
But that didn't seem enough for old Chucky. Okay. So as the cops were called to the church with a report of a man in distress, when they arrived, they found old Mr. Hampton with his arm stuck inside the church donation drop box.
Oh, Chucky.
Chucky, Chucky, Chucky. Yep, he was trying to steal cash from the church.
That's never good.
That's not nice. And they did such nice things for him.
Ah, man.
So he was eventually freed from the box, but he was not freed from, you know what? He was
busted. And he went straight to hell. Did not pass
no doubt.
Go straight to hell. That's
no
it.
No doubt, man.
Oh, he didn't even go to jail. He went to hell.
That's right. All right, now we're going to Jersey City, New Jersey.
Oh, good old JC.
All right. Where a man took his kids to the mall to see the Easter Bunny.
Okay.
It's not clear what happened, but it's Jersey now. A disagreement occurred between the man and Mr. Bunny.
Of course. That's normal in Jersey.
A brawl quickly broke out with the bunny pulling off his white bunny gloves. He's going to get down.
That's rule number three. That's it. It's all in fact. It's going. It's a Jersey law right there. There we go.
Gloves are off, and he's throwing punches at the man. Mall security steps in and separated the two, who were both found to have outstanding warrants.
Oh.
Warrants on the bunny and the dad. Oh, my God.
That sounds about right as well.
Yes. Yep. And we're both
hop, hop, hop down the bunny trail.
Busted. Charged with aggravated assault and disorderly conduct. But never fear, the show must go on. A standby bunny donned the costume and picture taking resumed. Just another day at the mall in Jersey.
Oh, my God. Now, what mall would that have been? That would have probably Jersey City.
Yeah.
I'd probably be Jersey Gardens.
Oh, you know? Okay. Oh, my gosh.
That makes sense.
All right. Clarksville, Tennessee, where police were called to a church parking lot after Easter Sunday services on a report of a domestic disturbance. Upon further investigation, the officers learned that a married couple had gotten into an argument over the wife's driving skills or lack thereof while on the way to church.
Oh boy.
So they were apparently still arguing about it when they returned to their car after church, and the husband refused to get in. The wife then attempted to run him over. Perhaps the husband was right as she missed and hit the curb.
Oh, she did have bad driving skills.
She was
busted.
Charged with aggravated assault.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious.
You can't even hit me, lady.
Come on. I dare you. Hit me. Hit me. Bet you can't knock this battery off my shoulder.
Huh? Good old Robert Conrad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Annapolis, Maryland, where Chad Wilson was in violation of his parole and was about to be taken into custody in the county courthouse when he broke free and ran from the courtroom. With deputies in hot pursuit, Chad ran to the nearby Maryland Inn, where he hid in a closet. So far, so good, he was undetected. It's when he came out of the closet, no pun intended,
okay,
that he got into trouble. Inside the closet, for reasons unknown, was a full-size bunny suit, complete with floppy pink ears and a big bunny feet. And yes, Chad put it on.
All right, Chad.
And yes, he was immediately spotted by the deputies, and he was
busted.
Oh, God. I tell you, the bunny suit was the way to escape, he thought.
So he thought.
That's right.
He was going to hop right out of there.
All right. And finally, it's time for the international file. Been around the
world and oh, yes, it is. All
right. Kemerovo region of Russia.
Oh.
It seems our lovesick hubby had a fight with his wife, and he wanted to make it up to her. Okay. He decided to play the role of Prince Charming.
Okay.
And he rode a horse over to their apartment.
Okay, I see where he's going with this.
He then walked the horse through the lobby where the big fella left a nice smelly dump. After he couldn't get the horse into the elevator, he rode him up 5 flights of stairs.
Oh my God.
To the 5th floor. Now, the wife, instead of being impressed, called the cops, and they're still trying to decide what to charge the charming man with.
All right.
Good news, the horse was removed from the building without incident and is now happily back at the farm.
Well, good for the horse.
That's right. Horse is fine, but man, the stuff that we would go through, just buy her something.
I mean, really, you want to be Prince Charming? Dress up as Prince Charming and give her like a nice bracelet or a necklace or a glass slipper.
Something. Horse. Jesus.
Oh, a horse is a horse, of course, of course.
Yes. So there you go, stupid criminals.
You're listening to the Back in Time Brothers on URL Radio.
All right.
Happy anniversary. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm digging that.
A little happy anniversary, baby. Yes.
I know, right?
Happy that was fun.
Anniversary, baby.
Got you on my mind.
It's almost like it was like Lowrider. Oh, my friends. Wish a happy versary. All right.
So here we go. Music. I want to set the expectations here. There's not going to be any Purple Rain on this list.
What?
The song is just too long. It's over 8 minutes long.
I never meant to call you any names. Okay.
That'll suffice.
Okay.
No November Rain. So sorry, Guns N' Roses fan. That will not be on this list. Mama Bird, there's not going to be Raindrops Keep Falling on Your Head. I'm not going to play that
one. Thank God.
And for you especially, I'm not playing No Rain by Blind Melon. So there
Thank
you go.
Thank you so yes. much. There That's actually a win-win for
there,
me.
There you go.
All right. That's okay. good.
But we are going to kick it off with a great country song. I love this song. It's a great win. And this guy was born like in Brooklyn. He's no longer with us. Eddie Rabbit. And you know what he loves?
I think he loves A Rainy Night.
That's right. Let's do it.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night.
I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. What's a song in this heart of mine? Puts a smile on my face every time. 'Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. Shadows wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day. 'Cause I love.
It's such a good song.
Gotta love the old Brooklyn country guy, huh?
I love it. Love it.
Hey, yep. You doing? I'm Eddie Rabbit over here. I love a rainy night. Forget about it. I don't know why all my characters sound like Babadook. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, everybody's the same. So in between songs, I thought, let's talk about, how about the top 10 rainiest cities in the U.S.?
Oh, I know.
I know what you're thinking, but they're not going to be on this. But they're not going to be on the list. Yeah.
Everyone says that Seattle is like the rain capital of the world, but it's not. It's the suicide capital of the world. It's a little bit different.
So here's number 10, and this is by the number of days it rains. That's how we do it, okay? Coming in at number 10, Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Lake Charles.
The average annual rainy days, 183 days.
That's a lot of days.
That's a lot of days.
That is. That's half.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Next up, brother, have you ever seen the rain?
I have, very much.
Yes, so we're going to play that. Little CCR.
Coming for some time when it's
coming in at number 9 for rainiest cities. Are you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Tallahassee, Florida.
Oh, good old Tallahassee.
185 days.
Jeez.
There you go.
I wonder how many is the most, like, you know, what's the number? You know, it's going to be exciting.
Yes, exactly.
How many of the year, 365 days, how many of those are rainy?
That's right.
Interesting. All right,
next song we're going to play. I'm slipping in a Beatles song, brother.
And of course you are.
So I just last week, me and my son went to see the 60th anniversary Beatles show, All You Need Is Love. And we saw it at the Celebrity Theater, which you and I have frequented.
Yeah, and great room.
Yeah. And so this one wasn't, it didn't spin this time. They just kept it the same, much like they did when we saw Jeff Tate there.
Well, I mean, you know, when you gotta see some sax, it's with Jeff Tate. That's what I'm talking about.
So what was interesting, the one guy that we saw that was dancing.
Was he there?
He was there again.
Same spot.
He was over to our right. Me and my son were in third row. He was to the right of us in the third row.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Dancing away.
He's a weird fella.
Yeah. And he was at Styx. He was at, he was also at the Queen show we were at.
Oh my God.
It's just crazy. I don't know.
He's anyway, staple at the Celebrity.
He is.
He may be the celebrity at the Celebrity. Yeah. Right. The Celebrity Idiot. Okay.
Since I just watched that, I thought, let's play this song by the Beatles, the song Rain. Here we go. All right, brother, it's time for some random
fat facts.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm, and I know,
oh,
it's
been coming for some time.
Oh, man, I want to know.
Have you ever seen The Rain?
Yes.
You know what I was going to say when you played the Beatles? I was going to be like, I have a song. It's called Help. All right.
So these are not rainy facts. These are just random facts. So I just want to. Okay.
That would have been funny. Is that some rainy facts? Thunder.
All right. Here we go. Ladybugs really are not bugs.
Really?
They are beetles. Ah, beetles.
Help! I need somebody, help!
And their correct name is the ladybird beetle.
Ladybird, huh?
That's okay. Right. All right. There are over 3 trillion craters on the moon.
That's a lot of craters.
It's a lot of craters. And some have a diameter of over 3 feet.
There were that many craters on Crater Face from Greece, too.
He was a man, tough.
Yeah, that's a tough-looking face.
Families who do turn off the television during meals tend to eat healthier.
Really?
This was regardless of family income or education.
Hmm.
So if you watch, chances are you're going to sneak or, you know, snack, or you're going to eat more food, I guess, is the thought. I don't know.
You know what? I like that.
You like
that? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. One of the reasons marijuana is illegal today is because cotton growers in the 30s lobbied against hemp farmers. They saw it as competition. It is not chemically addictive as much as nicotine, alcohol, or caffeine.
Interesting.
What do you think about that?
I mean, I don't know. I don't have a problem with marijuana.
Yeah, but I thought it'd be as addictive as those things. I mean, nicotine is pretty, it's tough. We've seen that. And I don't think it's anywhere near as much as that, but I didn't think.
Coffee's more addictive than marijuana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it's saying.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Coffee and alcohol.
That's alcohol. I get that. Yeah. But yeah, well, a lot of people drink coffee. Okay. Like it's out of style. I know people that drink they'll drink a pot of coffee in the morning. Then they'll have like 2 or 3 Starbucks over the course of the day. That's crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah, I'm 2 cups in the morning max.
I'm 1 a month, baby. I don't drink that much coffee.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah. So you do like your little espresso.
I do enjoy a nice espresso,
cappuccino or something, huh?
Especially at the that Sicilian butcher bakery, whatever place with that little hottie that was working. Yeah.
With a twist.
With a twist. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Remember we talked about armadillos last week?
Yeah.
So here's an interesting fact. Armadillos breed in July, but get pregnant in November after delaying implantation.
Okay, so November to July.
So they're holding on to that stuff for a bit.
Yeah, that's...
this allows the young to be born during the spring when there is an abundance of food.
The young to be born when they're 4. They've been in there for so long. Come out. Get a job.
65% of the candy that is produced in a year is consumed by American adults 18 years and older.
Really?
Isn't that something?
That's an interesting fact.
It is.
I would not think that. I mean, sometimes you get a little hanker for like a Reese's peanut butter cup or something but
ooh,
can't go so wrong with good. Those or I like a York peppermint patty.
I haven't had those in a long time.
Makes me feel like I'm in the Alps, Swiss Alps, Swiss skiing down. Yes, it's amazing. The wind blowing in my face.
The chances of getting a cavity is higher if candy is eaten slowly throughout the day compared to eating it all at once and then brushing your teeth. So there's the way to do it. Slam it down, all the candy, and then
brush your teeth. Okay.
And you're
there
good.
You go, kids. Don't matter. Don't listen to your parents. Just do what we tell you. No, I'm kidding.
What a sugar high that is. Holy crap.
I'm going to eat 4 pounds of chocolate right now, and then I'm going to go brush my teeth. I'm good.
Because I don't want to get cavities.
I'm going to gain 40 pounds, but I don't want a cavity.
Yes.
That's for sure.
And get diabetes.
So I want to have a nice smile when I'm going to lose my legs from amputation from diabetes. That's what I want.
Annually, approximately 46 million Cokes.
Whoa, what kind of Coke? Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Coca-Cola.
Okay. Yeah, or that style. 5 million pounds of French fries and 7 million hamburgers are consumed at Walt Disney World Resort.
I mean, I'm sure.
That's me.
There you go. More diabetes kicking up at
5 million pounds of French fries.
5 million pounds. Jeez. That's insane.
The Dutch people.
Oh, the Dutch. We've had issues with the Dutch. Remember? Old Vandersloot or whatever his name was.
Yes. Are known to be the tallest people in Europe.
And also murderers.
I agree.
So there you go. What a fun fact.
That is a fun one. The longest kiss on record. Try to think about how long it lasted in hours.
Well, I got to think about all mine. I might have records going right there. on record, I'm going to say, I feel like it's going to be something outrageous. I'm going to say like 3 hours.
Even more outrageous. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
30 hours and 45 minutes.
That's a lot of foreplay.
So this was a kissing contest held in Tel Aviv, Israel. Oh, in 1999.
I was going to say, because if it was in the United States, it wouldn't last that long. They'd be going to the next. They'd be going to second base, third base. It would be over. Good trouble.
Imagine holding a kiss that long. That's crazy.
Nah, I mean, nice kissing, but not for 30-some hours or whatever it was. Yeah, that's crazy. Right.
The percentage of Americans who have visited Disneyland, Disney World is, how many do you think of the Americans have visited them?
I'm going to say 40%.
You know, I would have guessed maybe something over 50, I think. It's 70%.
I just feel like there's a lot of people that just can't afford to go there.
Right.
Especially the way our economy is right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy, 70%.
Take a little jab at our guy who says he's president, that guy. Anyway, I would have thought for sure. I've been to Florida. I've done that. I've never been to California, Disneyland. I've been to Disney World,
Yeah, that's a very different, smaller scale.
Well, it's a small world after all.
I like Disney World. It's neat, and it's close by. Or Disneyland, sorry.
Disneyland's close for you, yeah.
Yeah, but Disney World, we have done that several times as well. And
I've done Disney World three big. Times. Yeah.
So. All right. Two romantic facts for you here. Women are considered to be the ones that fall more quickly in love. However, a study shows that men are quicker to fall in love and confess their love compared to women.
Oh.
So a guy saying he loves her, isn't that to get to a certain point?
100%. Yeah. Trying to go all the way, slide into home, inside the Parker. That's what you're trying to do right there.
Yes.
You're hitting the bases quickly. I love you. And sliding in. There you go.
And it's perfect. The baseball season has started right in the full swing. There you go.
Literally. Yeah. Go Yankees.
Speaking of, I'm going tonight. Me and my son are going tonight to see them play the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Very nice.
Yes.
Enjoy. Have a good
time.
Thank you. Bring some Yankee luck there.
And I will. We'll be wearing our 99 jerseys for sure.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Judge.
That's right.
You should wear actually Judge
uniform. The powdered wig.
And everything. All rise.
Yeah. All right. And the last one, 30% of U.S. adults use an online dating app. And guess what percentage of those people said they married someone from the app?
I would say 5%.
12%.
It's got to be low because I've checked out those apps. They suck. They're so terrible. Oh, my God. I think half of them are just fake profiles and stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of scamming going on.
It's ridiculous, yeah. It's ridiculous.
All right, brother, that was random.
Facts. Respect yourself. Respect yourself. Nah, 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 nah. Respect yourself and don't do dating apps.
All right, next song I want to play. I love this song. This is a great song. And coming off of the Sweet Dreams stuff, the Eurythmics put out Here Comes the Rain Again.
Oh, that's a banger.
Great video. She's on that mountain. She's wind blowing. And so good. Let's play it. Here we go. All right. So next city I have for you. Now we're going somewhere where you probably didn't think we'd be going. How about Texas?
Really?
Yeah. Port Arthur, Texas. Average rain days, 190 days.
Wow. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Okay. Next song. Oh, man. You know what?
What?
We're going to do it. We're going to blame it on the rain.
Oh, man. I love that song.
Little Millie Vanilli. Those
their voices are great. Where they blame it on the rain. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you man. Wish. I mean, they actually did a good job of matching what they you really wish did. They sounded
you
like,
really
right?
You wish that was them until they you come do. On and they said, I could not speak English and I'm singing. All right. Sure you are. Okay. Oh, those guys.
Those guys. Yes,
those
indeed.
Crazy knuckleheads of Millie Vanilli, huh?
All right. Here we go. Blame it on the rain.
Blame it on the rain.
All right, next city. Gonna go to Florida. Miami. 195 days.
Okay.
All right, and the rest of the ones that are coming are all 200 plus.
Blame it on the rain. Yep, that's where you're going to blame it on the rain.
All right, and we don't want to be depressed when it rains.
No.
And so I'm going to play the song by Garbage. I'm only happy when it rains. How's that?
Me too.
All right, here we go.
I'm only happy when it rains. I'm only happy when it's complicated. And though I know you can't appreciate it, I'm only happy when it rains. You know I love it when the news is bad. Why it feels so good to feel so sad. I'm only happy when it rains.
I like that song, yeah.
I'm only happy when it rains. Mm-hmm. I like that, okay.
All right, so next what we're going to do is...
Up over here.
I was just thinking about last week, the anniversary show, and Little John was in there going, what?
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Usher. All right.
Okay.
I've got 10 movies with Rain in the title.
Okay.
Got this from Ranker. So I know you hate
Ranker. You know I don't like Ranker.
Babe. But they're regular people ranking movies with the title Rain.
Ranker should be called Stanker or Skanker because it's garbage.
They're bloody wankers. That's
wankers.
What they are. All right.
Cheerio.
So number 10, never saw this movie. Came out in 1988. Had Sharon Stone, mm-hmm. Christopher Casanova, and Paul Dannerman. Don't know.
He's a great actor, that Paul.
This was called Tears in the Rain. They rated that number 10. Why? I don't know why.
10? Why? I don't know why.
Thank you, Robin, for chiming in.
Absolutely.
All right. So who knows? Some stupid. Yeah, listen. Sharon Stone makes crappy movies aside from
Basic Instinct.
Maybe Total Recall that Total she was Recall. In.
Basic Instinct.
Yeah, but like,
hey Sharon, could you cross your leg again? Thank you.
In Casino she was good too.
She was good in she was good in Casino.
All right. Number 9. This is a cool movie. Little Ridley Scott, Michael Douglas, Andy Garcia.
I know.
Black Rain. Yes.
That was a good movie.
Good movie.
It was like in, what, Japan or China?
It was. It was Japanese.
That was a good movie.
Really cool. Yep. Visually, just awesome looking. Oh, my God.
Andy Garcia and Michael Douglas.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with that.
It's like Redford and what's his name? Newman. Are you kidding? It's like Butch and Sundance. Are you kidding?
That's right. Raindrops keep
coming on my head. See, there it is. Hey, a little nice. We did get it in there.
There you go. Number 8. Did not see this, but I love Josh Hartnett. I mean, Lucky Number 11 is one of my favorite movies with Josh Hartnett and Bruce Willis. Okay. So good. The movie is I Come with the Rain. 2009.
Okay. wonder we didn't see that because I was on an adult channel. that's why we didn't see that one. All right.
Yes. Too many liquids happening there. Oh, we don't want to do that one.
It's a lot of rain and never mind. Okay.
Yes. But so it's weird because it's a Vietnamese born French director who made this neo noir movie. Whatever.
I like a Pinot Noir. Does that count?
Oh, that is nice. I prefer those. All right. Number 7. This is from 1969. Francis Ford Coppola.
69.
The Rain People with James Caan, Robert Duvall. Jesus. You think they worked together before?
I don't know. Coppola, I think they were in a movie called The Godfather, weren't they?
Interesting. Okay. Number 6. Did not see this. 1975. But it's great because of who the actor is. The movie's The Devil's Rain.
Ooh.
Oh. It's got Eddie Albert, Ida Lupino, but starring in it is...
This is Ernest Borgnine. And I love you.
Oh, man. I knew it was going to be Ernest. Old Borgie. I knew it.
Borgie's in. I love it.
Beef Borgnine. That's it.
It's my favorite kind of spaghetti sauce. Right? Yes.
That's absolutely. A little Borgnine. Okay, the Bolognese. How about the Borgnine? That's a good one.
Number 5. This was a cool movie. Morgan Freeman, Christian Slater, Randy Quaid. Hard Rain.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
1998. That was a really cool, the flooded small town. It was really neat.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. That wasn't bad.
It was a good one.
That wasn't bad. That was a good one. I got to save that one and record that one and use it as a sample. That's it. We're going to take that one. That was good.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? We should actually, we should see if he likes it.
Hi, I'm William Devane.
And I like that.
Okay. He does. William likes it. Yeah. He's stealing my line again.
Yes. All right. Number 4. Never saw this one. It was 1957. A Hat Full of Rain. Eva Marie Saint, Don Murray, Anthony Franciosa. Number 3. Of course, has got to be on the list. Purple Rain.
That's the best movie.
It's not the best. It's not.
It's a great movie.
But it's a maybe, cult classic. You know classic. What?
Maybe How's you that? Should go bathe yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. How about that?
I must do that need. Sometime. That's
you
right.
need that.
Okay.
I never meant to call you any names.
Number two, probably you love doing this impression. Little Dustin Hoffman, Tom Cruise, Rain Man.
Oh, yeah. Got to go Kmart and fish sticks. That 12 fish sticks need 6 fish sticks need 12 fish sticks.
Old Dusty. That's a short right. little guy. You know that?
Oh, he's tiny.
He is tiny, man. I hovered over him.
You hovered him at 5'8", and you're hovering over him.
Right? Over him, just towering. Like it was like I was like looking down on him, like you little peasant. Who are you? Look up to me, damn it! Look up to me.
And the last one, number one, they listed a great classic movie musical from 1952. A little Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds, Singing in the Rain.
Singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. Oh God.
Yes. So there you go. Those were the Rain movies. How's that?
Okay.
You're listening to the Back in Time Brothers on URL Radio.
Let's see. We have next batch of rain music.
Rain music.
Here we go. Number 8 on our list. The great Eric Clapton, the song Let It Rain. Here we go.
Falling through the mist of sorrow that surrounded me, the sun could never fall away, the bliss that lays around me. Let it rain, let it rain, let your love rain down on me. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. We'll be right back.
that's a jam. I love that one. All right. So the next one, here we go. We're starting the 200-day reign. Okay.
This is insane in the membrane.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton Rouge.
That's right.
How many days?
200 days.
Baton Rouge.
Yep.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So we're pretty much staying in the Southeast.
That's good to know.
Yes.
If I ever plan on moving to the Southeast, I'm not. So there you go. I wouldn't want it to rain all the time.
No. No.
It's like the movie in The Crow. Can't rain all the time.
Ooh. I think they're going to do something with another Crow, right?
I saw the trailer for it.
Okay. How's it look?
And it's very gory.
Oh.
It's going to be very bloody. So I think the guy who plays it, Pennywise, Skarsgård or whatever.
Really?
I think he's playing the Crow.
Oh.
And you know, and I'm a huge, huge Brandon Lee Crow guy. That's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
So I'm having a really hard time to accept this movie.
That's a tough one. I don't know if that works.
Yeah.
We need a guy with a little edge, good looking guy. And I don't see him as that.
I see Pennywise and I want to punch him in the face. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I get it.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
All right. So next song. Love this song. Love this artist. Great album. The album So Peter Gabriel, Little Red Rain.
Good song.
Here we go.
Child, oh, red coming down all over me. I'm begging you, red rain coming down, red rain coming down, red rain coming down, red rain coming down.
All right, so last one was Baton Rouge. We're going to stay in Louisiana. 202 days, Lafayette, Louisiana.
Lafayette.
Yes.
With some gumbo.
Okay, next song. So another song called Rain. But you know what? I don't remember ever playing any of this band. And I love this band. Fire Woman is fantastic. She Sells Sanctuary, one of my favorite songs.
That's a good song, yeah.
The song Rain by The Cult.
Wow. I don't know it.
All right. Then you're going to enjoy it. Here we go.
All right.
right. So next up, number one. Did you like the song?
It was good.
Yeah. I think that's a great song.
Yeah, man, it was good.
It's a jam. All right. So let's go ahead and let's do this.
Agua.
This is the origin stories of eight popular idioms. Here we go. The first one, cutting the mustard.
Oh.
So when you hear that, what do you think of what it means?
When I cut the mustard, I'm cutting the cheese just like you. That's what I'm doing. Oh, man, you really cut the mustard on that one. Woof. I have no idea, bro.
Yeah, so it was meant to describe someone with high standards. So
someone with high standards.
Right. Combined with cutting, which is often used in place of exhibiting, think cutting a fine figure, and you get the modern equivalent of exhibiting high standards, cutting the mustard. So there you go. That's what
it is. Okay. All right. Okay.
Next one, buttering up.
Oh, yeah. Got to butter up. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah.
What are you thinking with buttering up? I don't know.
Hey, I'm going to buttering up. You want to, you're kind of, you know, getting someone kissing their butt a little bit, getting them like to feel, you know,
right,
special. And
okay.
Yeah.
Like buttering up Mama Bird. How's that?
Hey, there you go.
Tweet, tweet.
So to butter someone up is to beguile them or lavish them with praise to get what you want.
I thought you said lather them with praise. Lather them up with some butter. Spread it on all over.
But here's where it comes from. This comes from in India, the Hindu tradition of throwing balls of clarified butter called ghee at the statues of deities. So in the Hindu religion, they have so many gods.
Yeah.
And they would throw butter at them. And so they thought it was an offering to butter them up and give them either a good harvest or some, you know, good health, you know, good luck.
Or some high cholesterol.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking. Man, jeez.
Yes, those gods are getting pissed off. Stop throwing butter at us.
God damn, we're getting sick of this.
All right. Now here's the next one. Head over heels.
Oh, yeah. That's when you're head over heels of someone. You're just like, wow.
Okay. So this originally was a common everyday state of being, of coming to signify romance, of course, is how we know it. But in the 1300s, the phrase head over heels was used more literally to describe someone tumbling through a handstand or a cartwheel.
Okay.
So the literal.
Like literally what it is, yeah.
But by the 1800s, writers began to use the phrase to describe someone who had fallen hopelessly in love. So
you see, yeah, I'm the big boss. You see, I'm head over heels over that dame. Yeah, you see, yeah.
Head over heels over the dame.
The dame, yeah, you see, yeah, come here. Yeah. Oh, head over heels over that one, yeah.
All right, how about apple of my eye?
You know, that's a weird one. I mean, I know it's like someone that's like I guess special to you or whatever.
Yeah, so this dates back to the 9th century. Back then, it was assumed that the pupil of the eye was a round, solid object, and it was often compared to an apple, as apples were a commonly known round object. The delicate nature of sight and its tendency to fade with age made vision precious, and over the years, the phrase, apple of my eye, came to be used in reference to anything or anyone in person held dear.
Oh, you see, wow. So what I have here in my notes, I have that the Indian gods, they would throw apples at them for hoping for good pies. Let's get some good apple pies going. Throw apples and butter at them. All you need is a little bit more brown sugar and you're good to go almost. Jeez. You can make a cobbler.
All right. How about with flying colors?
Oh, yeah, with flying colors. Hey, if you passed the test with flying colors, right? It was like 100. You did great. You were awesome. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So this comes from the age of exploration when the European explorers first set off to the seas. If a captain had been successful, he would order the crew to fly the country's flag or the colors. So it's to announce the victory before arriving back home at port. Originally, the phrase with flying colors simply meant that a mission had been completed without disaster, but over the centuries, the idiom became to signify great success.
You know what? Big shout out to Americo Vespucci for that one, huh? way to fly those colors, buddy. Flying colors.
All right. We were talking butter before. How about The best thing since sliced bread.
I use that all the time.
You still use it?
Yeah, you see, I still use it. When I talk to my dame, I say she's the best thing since sliced bread. You see, yeah. I do use it. I was like, sometimes if I eat something really good, I'm like, oh my God, this is like the best thing I've tasted since sliced bread.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, it's so dumb and stupid, but yeah.
So this came from 1928 when inventor Otto Frederick Rowetter of Davenport, Iowa, first released his bread loaf slicing invention.
Ah.
The advertisement claimed it was the greatest forward step in the baking industry since bread was wrapped.
Ah, okay.
So riffing on the theme, customers began to compare all later inventions to this, and the modern idiom evolved from there. Best thing since sliced bread.
That's crazy. And after that, it was, you know, then the line after that was, it'll cut meat so thin your in-laws will never come back. The old Ginsu.
The Ginsu, man. They still sell the damn Ginsu. It's crazy. Yes. Jesus.
Hey, you see, I got a Ginsu. My in-laws will never come back. I cut that meat so thin. Yeah, you see?
You're still cutting through cans, through leather, and then the tomato. Cut
tomato, no problem. And it's cutting shoe leather, and it's like, yeah, it cuts a slice of ham so thin your in-laws will never come back.
Then you cut the cheese. Yes.
Oh, no, you cut the mustard.
Yeah. Or you cut the rug. How's that? Cutting the rug.
That's cutting right. There's a nice little dance going on there. All right.
We're coming with all kinds of idioms now.
Oh, all kinds of cutting.
How about this? Pardon my French.
Oh, yes, yes. Oui, oui.
So when you hear that, what do you think that means?
When you say something inappropriate or something, yeah, you say, pardon my French, or a bad word or something like that.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So in England in the early 1800s, people would beg pardon for using French words in conversation. Forgiveness was requested in these instances because most people did not speak French. And furthermore, the Napoleonic Wars had left a residue of animosity between the two countries. By the 1800s, the phrase had evolved to refer to swear words. Specifically, it's worth noting that the Cambridge Dictionary defines the idiom as something to be said when pretending to be sorry for offensive language.
Oh,
that's right. It's a little sarcastic take on it.
Pardon my French. Mm-hmm. Pardon my gray poupon.
All right. And the number one here, wear your heart on your sleeve.
Oh, yeah. That's basically your emotions. You kind of throw them out there. They're there. Everyone can see them.
Okay. So it comes from, which is interesting, from the Middle Ages. And it was a custom when jousting knights would joust, they'd wear some sort of insignia on their arm that indicated the ladies for whom they were hoping to triumph, thus proclaiming their love to the world.
Oh,
wearing my heart. So there you go. I think you should go around and maybe start wearing different people's, you know, little hearts with names on it. How's that?
Yeah, just right. That would be hilarious.
I'm wearing my heart, your heart on my sleeve. Damn it. Come on.
And I'll tell you what, doing this is the best thing since sliced bread.
Pardon my French. All right. So that was some crazy idioms there. There we go.
You're listening to the Back in Time Brothers on URL Radio.
All right. Next batch of songs here. Let's see what we have. All right. Now we're going to kind of take a little bit more contemporary approach to these songs. A little, you know, so we kind of stayed in the range of kind of classic artists for us.
Right.
But now we're going to do more of the 2000s. And so the first one we're going to play, this one was in the Twilight movie, the first one. Little Bruno Mars, It Will Rain.
If you ever leave me, baby, leave some morphine at my door, 'cause it would take a whole lot of medication to realize what we used to have, we don't have it anymore. There's no religion that could save me. No matter how long my knees are on the floor. Oh, so keep in mind all the sacrifices I'm making. We'll keep you by my side, we'll keep you from walking. Yeah.
Speaking of rain, let's see what's next on the list. So we did, we did Louisiana. So now we're hopping back 203 days of rain at West Palm Beach, Florida.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
It's a lot of rain. A
lot of rain.
203 days.
Yikes. 203 days. I can't wait to get to number one to show you how many days that is. And it's a surprise on where it is.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
All right. Next song we've got. Well, if it's raining, you need this to keep yourself dry. How about a little Umbrella with little Rihanna and some Jay-Z thrown in? How's that?
Haha, it's your boy.
Here we go.
Rihanna. Good girl going bad. Take three. Action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hydroplane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefeller, we fly higher than weather. And G5s are better, you know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars.
Next one on the list.
You can get under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, yeah.
Louisiana, New Orleans, Little NOLA action, 205 days.
205.
205.
With the King's Cake, yeah.
King Cakes, yes.
King Cakes, yeah.
All right. And the last song in this segment, let's get a little Lady Gaga going with a little help from Ariana Grande, a little Rain on Me.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainfall. At least I showed up, you showed me nothing at all. It's coming down on me. Water like misery. It's coming down on me. I'm ready, rain on me. Drop, but at least I'm alive. Rain on me, rain, rain, rain on me, rain, rain. Drop, but at least I'm alive. Rain on me, rain, rain,
rain.
It's raining. You can go out on a date when it's raining, right? Why not?
Yeah, you sure could.
All right, then let's do some bad dates. Yes, indeed. All right. So, got some. These are always interesting to read these. Yeah. First one, met a guy for coffee I had been talking to online. He started acting weird, and in 5 minutes in, he said he was disappointed that my breasts weren't as big as they looked online.
Oh.
Then he continued on with how important big breasts were to him.
Hmm.
See, he's got his heart on his sleeve. He's letting it known.
These big breasts are better, about as good as sliced bread. I'm just saying.
After about 5 minutes, I cut him off and asked him how big his penis is.
Hey, you see?
She turned the tables on him that time. He brought it on. The answer was unimportant to her. She just grabbed herself and said, "Too small for me," and walked out. Bam.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, not a good date.
That's a terrible date.
He just got... Your boobs just aren't, man, what's up?
What do people think? Of, oh, I just, I know. These people shouldn't even be going out on dates.
All right, here we've got a kind of a little Muslim dating action. Are you ready for this?
Okay, this should be interesting.
Within the first 15 minutes, he expressed that he wanted me to eventually wear a full burqa.
Okay.
I already had a headscarf on. I told him that I was wearing too much, and then told me I was wearing too much makeup. The date ended right there and then.
Mm-hmm.
That's they're so ultra conservative, hardcore. Oh my gosh, some of them.
And then jeez. ISIS came in and killed her.
He said, "I have four kids from three different women."
Wow. That's a great opening line, right, Dave? Good job.
Icebreaker. Ooh. I've cheated on all of them, but something tells me it'll be different with you. Oh, there he goes. What a charmer. And he goes, "Do you like kids?" I excused myself to the bathroom and ran for the hills.
Yeah, good girl. Good girl.
Jesus.
Do you like kids?
Oh, my God. On a first date at a coffee shop, the guy picked up my foot. I was wearing cute sandals. He rubbed my foot for a second, and I was like, what? What the F? Then he put my, oh my God. Then he put all my toes in his mouth at the table at the coffee shop.
What?
I'm out.
Wait a minute.
What? Yeah.
Oh, that is crazy.
Okay. Next one. This is another, Jesus, what is wrong with people? So my date took me to a World War II museum and said, you know, the Nazis weren't all that bad.
What? Wow. See? What?
I'm out of here. My she said, God. Oh, my goodness.
That's terrible.
Realize he had drugged my drink. His excuse was technically he drugged his own drink and then simply offered me to try it, so it was my fault.
Oh, my
God. But luckily I could feel what was happening and got out of there quickly and wrote it out home alone. In retrospect, it could have gone so, so much worse. No doubt.
Yeah, you think?
Oh, my God. Showed up 45 minutes late with no text or call to let me know, just as I was finishing my drink and walking out. He was on the phone with his friend. I went to greet him, and he put his hand up in my face to shush me. Oh. I heard his friend ask, "So did you blank her yet?" I lightly said, "No," and he won't either as I walked out.
Wow.
Yow. What is wrong with these people?
That's bizarre.
Oof. All right.
Bizarre.
Many years ago, I agreed to meet a lady in a coffee shop for a date. She turns up with four screaming kids in tow who climbed all over the chairs and just about wrecked the place. I paid for coffee and left. Jesus. That's a date that you want. That's marriage, it. Dude.
Love and marriage. Yeah.
She criticized absolutely everything. The car I was driving, clothes I was wearing, cologne I chose. We were supposed to go bowling, dinner, and then drinks. When an attendant came over to ask if we wanted anything, I ordered my snacks and asked if she wanted anything. She goes, "You mean you don't know? What kind of date is this?" Halfway through our game, she mentioned I was bringing up the wrong conversation topics. Thankfully, my brother called me out of the blue asking to borrow some fishing gear, and I played it as work was calling me. I couldn't get the hell out of there fast enough. Dude, you rode that out way too long to begin with.
Too long.
Oh, my God.
Way too long, yeah.
Oh, my God. He snapped his fingers at a waiter. It was so rude, I was mortified. Left straight away before we'd even ordered a drink.
That's the worst thing in the world. They'll get punched in the face if they do it to me.
That's, yeah. That's exactly what you deserve with that.
Knock him the hell out.
Yeah.
Snap at me and watch what happens.
As we met up and started walking towards the cafe, before we start, you should know that my family's very wealthy and you'll be highly taken care of. I'd like to get married right after graduation, so don't worry about going to college or getting a job because you'll be at home.
Wow.
I've never seen such a large pile of red flags since then. Left before even going inside the place. How the hell do you, that's how you start out your date?
Hi, I'm Tom. So I'm really rich and my family's wealthy and you're going to be just living at home or getting married. Yeah, get the hell out of here.
And I'm going to chain you up and you're going to just live in the house.
You're
going
to be my personal slave. Yeah, jeez, that's terrible. Terrible.
Okay, the guy I dated, he was anti-vax. Like Bill Gates is putting microchips in the vaccine level of crazy. I didn't even finish my drink. After that, I started asking people if they were vaccinated before I agreed to meet them in person. Oh, God. Well, everybody, a little too extreme there.
A little bit, just a tad. Just a tad.
All right. And last one. He said, yeah, you're an engineer now, but once you get pregnant, you'll move away from working, though, right?
What?
Just so many assumptions in one statement. Hadn't even gotten one bit of food yet. Oh, my gosh. There you go. Bad dates. Here we go.
You're out of order. You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order.
Ooh-ah. Tweet, tweet.
You are listening to the Back in Time Brothers on URL Radio.
All right. We've got two songs left. And so the first one I want to give you, I love this song. Okay. Adele's song. We don't want it to rain. We're going to set fire to the damn rain. How's
that?
Let's
do it. Let's go. Let's light this bitch up. Let's do it.
I let it fall.
Good song. All right. So the number two, 210 days.
Yikes.
Pensacola, Florida.
Florida. Florida.
Question is, will number one be Louisiana in Florida or somewhere else?
I think it's going to be somewhere else.
I think you're right.
I think it's going to be Mississippi. Mississippi.
It is not.
Damn it. Okay. Yes.
So let's play. Now, obviously, this raining, this is kind of a fun song. This is almost back to your dance club days, brother.
With my disco shirt.
Yeah. Your red sparkly disco shirt. Yes. And the anthem. It's raining men, the weather girls.
Well, not my anthem, but yeah, okay.
That's not the way you go, huh?
Okay. Yeah, no, not that. That's not my anthem. Sorry.
All right, let's play it. Here we go.
Just about half past ten.
And I know you've been waiting this long. Where is the number one rainiest place?
Edge of my seat, just waiting.
211 days.
Yikes.
Mobile, Alabama. Oh,
Alabamers.
Alabamers.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
That's crazy. 211. Wow.
211 days. That's a lot of precipitation.
Hey, you know how Liam Neeson says banana? You know how?
How?
He says it like this. He says, bananas.
Bananas.
It's bananas.
Well, there you go. Some rain songs. Songs about rain. How's that?
Some rain songs. You got to be careful what rain songs you play. It'll be pouring out here pretty soon. Jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
That wasn't terrible.
Yeah, you know, I told you this. I threw this together very last minute, but I thought it kind of worked.
Showers. Yeah. April showers. Huh. And then April showers always bring May flowers.
So, you know what? I think the first show in May, we're going to do songs with flowers in it. How's that?
Oh, there you go. And then in June for my birthday, we're going to do songs that say the name Paul in it.
How many of those are there?
Not many at all. We're going to play 14 songs by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
I think there was a song called Tall Paul.
Tall Paul.
Right? Yes.
Yep. Which is funny because I'm short. So there you go. So that doesn't work either.
That doesn't work.
Well, brother, another show in the books.
Yeah.
We want to thank everyone for tuning in, of course, right here every Monday at 1 p.m. Central Time. That's right. And we want to remind you to please tune in every Tuesday and Thursday and listen to The Bottom Line at 11 a.m.
Yes. Right? Yes.
I always get the time messed up. I think I'd know. Everything else I can memorize. That one I just always forget. But that's every Tuesday and Thursday. And, of course, on Thursdays right after that, you can also listen to our friend Chris K on The Big Hair Show, playing all your hard rock and heavy metal bangers. That's for sure. So that's what you got going on. We want to, again, thank you guys tuning in. Thank you for checking out our anniversary show last week. We had a lot of fun. It was, you know, here we are now starting year four, bro.
Isn't that crazy? You know, and also I was thinking with all these songs about rain, did people have to go to the bathroom a lot during our show?
I don't know. We'll have to find out. I just went right here. So it's going to be a little messy after cleanup after, I'll have to call the janitor up to take care of that.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. So, all right, guys. So, we will see you guys, of course, next Monday right here, 1 p.m., urlradio.net, or download the app and take it with you on the go. It's a great way to listen if you're not sitting at home by your computer, listen on your phone, you're in the car, whatever it is that you're doing. You don't want to miss our show. I can tell you that. So, of course, we'll see you guys next Monday. For myself, DJ Paulie, and my brother Lou, we are out of here.
See you guys.
Yeah, you see, I'm head over heels with those guys. Yeah, you see? Yeah.